Hello and welcome to The Family Fix. I am your host, Shannon I Can Lady Battle. Thank you for coming to the place where your problems find a new focus, healthy solutions, and consistent momentum. No matter how lost you seem, there is a path with your guiding light, and I'm here to help you find it. Thank you for joining me today. I have been really excited about talking with you today, because we all are going through moments of impatience. Everything we do in life is gonna require some element of patience, whether it's driving through traffic. Think about when you're ready to go home or you're trying to get to an appointment and you're running behind, and all of a sudden someone has stopped the traffic because of an accident, because the car, something happened with it, and you are about to be late for your appointment. You're panicking, you're upset, you're trying to find ways to cut through the traffic. You're trying to keep your cool, but if anybody were to say anything to you at that point, you probably would flip out on them because, you know, you're lacking patience and you need to be somewhere at a designated time and you're not going to make it. And then so the anxiety builds up, the frustration builds up, and then before you know it, you're just probably stressed out, having a headache, and ruining your day because you're just totally pissed off. I know that when it comes to patience, that is an effort that requires a lot of practice. And you should have it finished and accomplished and being an expert at it maybe right before you die. I am so honest, because it seems like when patience is tried in one area and you got it right, you're saying, yeah, you know, I'm good. I'm gonna just wait. I'm gonna wait on my time. And then all of a sudden there's a new area that surfaces in your life and you're like, I don't want to wait. I want it right now. Think about those of you who maybe are looking for your perfect partner and you are ready to be in a relationship. You see everyone around you doing what? Posting their rings, their vacation pictures together, when they're cooking and preparing their meals, their workout routines together, and you're watching it, and you look on your couch, nobody's there but the dog. And you're tired of just coming home and being greeted by the dog. You want an actual person there. And a lot of people, it's not the fact that you can't find a partner. It's finding the right one and being patient in that process until that person comes into your life. Have you ever thought about a time where you made a quick decision because you just wanted it then and there, and later you regretted making that decision? I talked about that in my book, one of the topics, and it's just waiting on timing. Because just because you can right now doesn't mean that you should. And just because something looks good now doesn't mean that it will be able to sustain you later on when it starts getting old. We look at things that we purchase. A lot of that has no value. I think the only thing that we can purchase that will stand the test of time is a house and some land. Everything else, it just fades away, to include us as individuals. Look at some of the pictures when you were younger and youthful and full of energy. And if you're in your 40s or 50s, 60s now, look at yourself and you're probably like, dang, trying to get back to that image of what it used to be, but you need to really embrace what it is now and be patient with the process in developing to make it come better. I want to talk today about when. Some of us feel like we've been waiting a lifetime for things to happen. So much so, we've seen other people's lives evolve multiple times. And it seems like we just have not been able to shake ourselves to be able to get to a point where we find full life satisfaction. But I want to challenge that thought process, because when we did the 21-day business detox, remember we broke life in a series of six quads: your personal life, your financial life, looking at your spiritual life, your career, your family. There are different areas that make you who you are. When we look at, okay, if your name is Tony or if your name is Tanya, that just goes together very nice, Tony and Tanya. And when we look at you and say we know you for the person that you show us on your social media, we know you to be, you know, very into your business or very much into your workouts and very strong. But is that all of who you are? Would that, would just that image of you give me the complete picture of who you are? Remember, just because we show something very well in one area doesn't mean that all the other areas complement that particular area in our life. It's just that that's the point, that's the part of us where we feel very confident, where you, we feel like we could help somebody else, where it helps us to be able to maybe compensate for those other areas that are lacking in our lives. And when we try to begin to look at the whole person, that's when we begin to have the challenges, because we want every other part to come up and align with the part that's going well. And that just doesn't happen in life. Everything isn't always going to flow in symmetry, but everything that you're going through in one area is sufficient to be able to help you to grow in those other areas that may be lacking. I think about some of the paths that we take in life. And even when we're just doing just regular nature hiking, I love to hike. I love to be outdoors. I love to smell the trees, hear the birds. I literally love to hear the birds so much. I had my family buy me a bird nest, a bird cage, to go behind my window, and I put bird feed in it because I like the birds to wake me up first thing in the morning. I like to hear them chirping and singing. And for some reason, they really don't like that metal cage that I have for them. It's so pretty and has good food in it. But I only hear them when, you know, maybe in the afternoon when I go to sit on the deck. But that's something that brings me fulfillment and joy. And when I think about the nature and the hiking and getting out, I like to be able to just go different levels and be able to test myself to see how far I can go and be able to, you know, test the different strengths in my body to see, you know, really how strong I am or how weak I might be. And I remember when we went hiking one time in Hawaii, we were getting ready to go on this trail. And my husband, he just said, okay, we're going to try this trail. Well, thanks be to God, there were some people who were coming down and they had finished the trail and they said, what are you all doing? I said, we're getting ready to go hike the trail. And the man looked at me. He said, you're going in sandals? I said, oh, yeah. I said, we won't go too far in. He said, well, do you see what we look like? They had on combat boots. They had like mission G4 classified equipment on their backpacks. They had water pails. They had mud all over them. And I was like, I think we came to the wrong trail. He said, you might want to do this trail early and make sure that you're with people who are experienced. He said, because it's a very difficult trail. But when you look at it initially, it just looks like pretty trees. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, we can go up that hill up there. And but you just don't know what's behind the trees. And in my mind, I was thinking, oh, I just need some boots and I can do this. But when I looked at all of them, it didn't discourage me, but it had me to think and to use wisdom to be able to determine, okay, are you prepared to take this level of a trail? And so, of course, we opted not to go that trail. And we were just so thankful for seeing those muddy people coming out of the trees, because it saved us a lot of heartache, because I would have been calling 911. A helicopter would probably have to come get me and swoop me up, because there's no way I probably would have made it back down. But we went through another trail. And that trail was, you know, pretty much easier. And I was able to navigate through that trail. But what I'm trying to really help to illustrate here is we're not always prepared as what we think we are. Even though we've conquered in one area, doesn't mean that we're prepared for the next area where we might be lacking. And that's the process of patience. when you're waiting on things to happen and you want to know if it's happening at the right time, you really need to evaluate a lot of things that are going on in your life. And when you see the people around you who are mastering at different things, maybe they started the business that you wanted to start and they're doing very well. And then you tried it and then guess what? It didn't do so well. It failed. And you had to learn from it, but you became discouraged behind it, and you just didn't know how to get your second wind to be able to begin again. Or you prepared for a lot of what you want to do, and you have so much preparation that you fear stepping out there because you feel like you won't be prepared because of the winds, because of the attacks, because of the endurance that it's going to require, and certain things that you can't control are going to be a part of that development process and you taking that risk to launch out and do what's in your heart to do. And a lot of us will face that. And so what I want to challenge you to do today are a couple of things. I want you to begin to look at what you really want to do with your life. What is it that you find yourself like deeply glad about? And if you see yourself doing it, a lot of times we can look at something and it appeals, you know, to the eye because we can dress it up. And of course, if it makes a hump of money, we're, you know, really fascinated with the ideal and intrigued. But if you were to look at the satisfaction that that idea brings, how deeply connected are you to that vision? Honestly, just because you like, I've realized too, just because I like doing certain things doesn't mean that I want to be expert in it, doesn't mean I want to teach it. Think about when you're working out and you're getting your body together. Just because you do good at getting your body together does not mean that you want to do it for other people. I remember I did that when I opened up a shoe store. It's back maybe 2008, maybe about 12 years ago. And I love shoes. Oh my God, I love shoes. I think I'm like every woman that has the shoe fetish, you know, where you have just tons of shoes in your closet that you have don't even remember that you had. They're just sitting in boxes. And so I had this idea. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go into retail and buy shoes. And so I bought these high-end shoes and tried it, opened up a store, and there was more involved than just buying shoes for people and just bringing them into your store. It entailed a lot of, you know, dealing with knowing who your clients were, identifying your market, being able to sell to people, dealing with tolerance, you know, with people who were very picky, people who you feel like were just wasting your time. You're trying to make money and people are browsing. And when I was into the business about 7-8 months into it, I recognized that I like shoes, but I don't like buying shoes for other people and sitting in the store all day waiting for them to make a decision to buy the beautiful shoes. So I quickly told myself, you know what? If you don't see a profit in the next month, it's time for you to start looking at how to, you know, get out of this and sell the store. And I was very grateful that I was able to sell the store. I had it open for a year, and within a year I did go ahead and sell it, and I was able to get rid of my inventory. And it was a lesson learned because I did something at the speed of a gun, and I did not recognize the impact of the shot, because I released and I did the thing, and I can say that I did it, but it was not the right timing. I was not adequately prepared for that. That was just not the area that I should have invested my time. And no, it wasn't a complete waste, but yeah, I did waste some time because that wasn't the area of focus. That wasn't my deep, you know, a connection of what I desire to see and happen in my life. So even now when I'm doing things, it has to be connected with a deeper desire. If I'm going to do it, how does this make sense to where I can wake up in the morning and I'm glad about it? And then if nothing is happening with it, then I'm still glad about it. That's what the level of patience that I'm talking about. When you're looking at the fact that you might still be single, but yet, you know, are you still glad at the fact that you are growing, that you are developing, that you are being strengthened, that your confidence is growing, and that you're being well prepared when the time does come. If you're looking at, okay, well, you're still struggling to get through school. A lot of people, you know, it just takes time, and everyone else has graduated, got a master's and a doctorate, and now they're probably putting your kids through college, and you're still working on that degree. I would challenge you, you know, just don't give up. You don't want to give up because remember, timing is everything. And think about everything that you're building in the process. Think about it, you know, even if we looked at it when they talk about in the Bible where the person, the wise man that built his house on a rock when the winds came, when the rain came, when the storms hit, that house was still able to stand because it was built on a rock. You can't just build on a rock at a whim. You can't build on a rock being impatient. That's why a lot of good things that could have been great never get that opportunity, because you allow yourself to build on things that don't have a lasting foundation. So when the winds do come, when your trials do come, when the pain comes, when you start experiencing a lot of doubt, uncertainty, you're able to withstand. People ask, you know, how did you stay there? How did you keep going? How did you, you know, not give up? Because patience was able to build a whole nother level of endurance that has taught me that if I stay in this long enough, I will see success. I will be great at this and I will not fail. So just remember, you are not a failure. There's timing in everything that you do, and patience is a lifelong process. Just because it doesn't look like it's going to work out today, just because it's not working out tomorrow, it doesn't matter. You just need to focus on what your race is, and you have to know that the Lord is just continually guiding you. He is not going to leave you. He's always with you. Doesn't mean that bad things aren't going to happen. Doesn't mean you're not going to experience devastation, but it does mean that you're not alone, and you'll always have a light in the darkness to be able to guide you to whatever your next direction is. Thank you all for listening today. I hope you were able to get something from today's message. Please just connect with me. My website is www.shannonbattle.com. I would love to hear your comments about any of our broadcasts, and then give me some suggestions on what you would like to hear me to talk about. We do have some series coming up specifically to what's near and dear to me with foster children. And so I've interviewed some phenomenal guests, and I will be able to bring them into the fold, and we can really see what their stories were as they endured things like going through adoption or going through the foster care system, but yet living just stellar lives today. And remember, sharing is caring. So please, if you enjoyed today's episode, drop it to someone else. Just click that share button, and then that way, you know, other people can also be blessed as well. You all continue to grow, stay focused, and live the life that you were designed to have. Until we talk again, you guys be blessed.